Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LeDuc. Barrington Stage Company presents the world premiere of Something Beautiful, The Songs of Aarons and Flaherty at the Boyd Quinson Theater in Pittsfield, Massachusetts from August 28th through the 30th. The brand new celebration of the work of Tony Award winners Lynn Aarons and Stephen Flaherty is conceived of and directed by Jason Danieli. Lynn Aarons and Stephen Flaherty are considered the foremost theatrical writing team of their generation. They won Tony, Drama Desk, and Outer Critics Circle Awards for Ragtime and were nominated for 2 Academy Awards and 2 Golden Globes for 20th Century Fox's animated feature Anastasia, which they also adapted for Broadway. In addition to Ragtime and Anastasia, their theater credits include Once on This Island, Seussical, Knoxville, and the upcoming Little Dancer. In 2014, they were awarded the Oscar Hammerstein Lifetime Achievement Award, and in 2015, they were inducted into the Theater Hall of Fame. Jason Danieli is a critically acclaimed award-winning Broadway actor and concert performer, with a career spanning over 30 years of originating roles in numerous new musicals, including Floyd Collins, The Full Monty, The Visit, Curtains, Pretty Woman, and Knoxville. Most recently, he's been creating, writing, directing, and producing symphonic and cabaret performances like Remembering Sondheim, Broadway Today, Broadway's Modern Masters, and the Keith Lockhart 30th Anniversary Celebration, all with the world-renowned Boston Pops. Again, Danieli has conceived and directed Something Beautiful, The Songs of Aarons and Flaherty, which premieres at Barrington Stage Company's Boyd Quinson Theater in Pittsfield, Massachusetts from August 28th through the 30th. It is a pleasure to welcome Jason Danieli back to the show now. Hi, Jason. Welcome.
Thank you, Sarah. So good to be here.
This incredibly exciting project is a big lift, a lot of work to put together a review of two people as prolific as Aarons and Flaherty. How did this come onto your plate?
I created the plate that it's all been put on as well, for better or for worse. I've been creating and curating and directing concerts for the Boston Pops for the last 4 years. And before that, created several theatrical concerts / cabarets for myself and for my late wife, Maren. I've sung a lot of concerts of Lynn and Steve's music over the years since Maren starred in the original musical of Ragtime. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a few of the songs that are in the review, which my wife, Andrea, is calling a new view, because there are a lot of songs that people don't know. But the songs that people might be familiar with, if they know Lynn and Steve's body of work, I've heard them many, many times, done by really, really great people, as, you know, small as a piano and as large as, you know, the New York Pops. I thought there should be an evening. They've never had a review created. They were very reticent to do so because their music is so very specific to the shows, which makes the shows amazing. And, but they said, I said, I'd really like to put something together. And they said, well, if anyone can do it, you can, because of the history that I have. I was directing a Sondheim tribute at Tanglewood about 4 years ago. And I was talking to Keith Lockhart and Dennis Alves about possibly doing an Aarons and Flaherty show. And they said, that's a great idea. Go create something and see what it is. And so I didn't want to create something just specifically for the Pops, because then it would need to be what I described as the concerts I've done before. I wanted it to be very artistic. You know, I hesitate to say that. It sounds like I'm patting myself on the back, but something that's very deeply heartfelt. So yeah, they gave me the keys to the kingdom, the trunk songs, the songs that have only been demoed or just written down on a piece of paper, as well as the, I think 16 Broadway shows or something like that. So maybe 16 musicals, but a lot of material. Over the last 2 years, when I've really dove into it, did I start to whittle it down to what people will see next week, this week.
How did you approach the artistic director of Barrington Stage, Alan Paul, and see about putting it on its feet at Barrington this summer?
Yeah, I starred in A Little Night Music, which, you know, we spoke at that time, and mm-hmm. And have a history with Barrington Stage. Maren did Streetcar Named Desire, and she and I both did 2 concerts on the main stage there in 15 and 17. And Alan just took me to breakfast one day and said, what would you like to do? Is there anything on your hit list? And I said, well, I'm really creating and writing and directing now, and I have this idea. And he said, it sounds great. Lynn Ahrens lives in Copake. It seemed like a good fit. I think it is. It's nice to be at home and just, traveling up to Pittsfield. And this is, a development. So this concert is probably most of it, what will be in the fully staged, fully realized, choreographed, with a set and all that, all the trappings. But I'm really grateful to Alan for letting us do it in such a way, to have an audience and get an audience's reaction and then build on it from there.
You are working with Sam Davis on new orchestrations and arrangements. Tell us about your working relationship with Sam and what these, how these arrangements and orchestrations are turning out.
Yeah, we just had our Vandelprobe yesterday, which is kind of like a Sitz probe, but you actually walk through your staging. So it's the first time I've heard the band. We have a six-piece band. We have four actors who are singing tight four-part harmonies throughout, which was very important to me in all of the arrangements. And three of them play musical instruments as well. I don't know that they're going to be doing that in the fully staged production, but I was like, it's a concert. She plays the fiddle, he plays the guitar. Let's showcase their talents. But as I was putting this together, what I wanted to do was take familiar songs, maybe like Waiting for Life from Once on This Island. And that's on a Caribbean island, set on a Caribbean island, and has a great feel in the show. And I wanted to change it just enough so that the audience hears it differently and maybe hears the lyrics in a different way, just because the rhythms are slightly different. And so we made it. Paola Gaudier is singing it. She was an apprentice at Barrington Stage when I did night music, and she plays Spanish guitar. And she's from another island in the Atlantic called Puerto Rico. So we kind of put a Puerto Rican spin on it. That's kind of an example of that, or putting a more contemporary feel on songs like Our Children from Ragtime. You still hear the song, but it has just a different feel. And in the context of the song that comes before it, it might conjure up different emotions and feelings for the audience. Sam arranged the songs, meaning he chose which musical instruments to do, but a lot of the pairings, like father to son with Our Children, father to son being from a musical called Knoxville that I've been working on, starring in it with Lynn and Steve, written by the late Frank Galati, as pairing those two, sort of like what David Lau did for the Candor and Ebb Revue and The World Goes Round. A song someone knows and the songs they don't know, pair them together because they have the same theme. So I did that for the whole show. And I just say, Sam, does this work? harmonically, do they fit? They feel like they fit. And he's done an amazing job. It's extraordinary. So I'm hoping it all comes off as I hear it in my little head.
Our guest is Jason Danieli. Something Beautiful, the Songs of Aarons and Flaherty will be at Barrington Stage this weekend. You just mentioned the musical Knoxville, which I've been remotely following but haven't yet to see, or and there is a premiere recording of it, so people can listen to the songs from that show on, the streaming service of their choice or however one acquires music nowadays.
That's right.
We are going to play part of a performance from it. Could you tell us about this song, please?
Yeah, this is a song called Outside Your Window. I am, it's not really a narrator. I'm sort of like Tom in Glass Menagerie. It's kind of a memory play. I play the author, James Agee, who in fact just lived about 2 miles from my house in Hillsdale, New York. That was the last home he lived in before he passed away. But he wrote a book called A Death in the Family, which won the Pulitzer the very next year after he passed. And this is a telling of a little boy himself, James Agee, when he was a little boy called Rufus, and the loss of his father at an early age. Jay was very young and had a car accident. This is James Agee, myself, singing to my father about the wanderlust that they both share. Jay would go off for days, just kind of wandering out, and no one would know where he went, and he'd come back and just pick up where he left off. And Jim Agee also had that reputation. And so this is what they see outside their window that draws them away from the familiar things of home, the smell of coffee in the air, and the family that needs him. And it's a real internal struggle.
Outside your window is nothing but night. Night pushing in like the sea. Something inside you feels open and bright. Facing such infinity, you must go. You must go. Shirt tails and Sunday shoes.
The smell of coffee on the air. And someone pausing on the stair. As if she couldn't bear to know what she knows you'll choose.
You must go.
That was part of Outside Your Window from the musical Knoxville by Lynn Ahrens and Stephen Flaherty. The song will be featured in the new View. To credit Andrea, the new review, Something Beautiful, the Songs of Ahrens and Flaherty at Barrington Stage this weekend. That is a beautiful song. What has it been like to bring up this musical with them as you have been developing it?
Knoxville?
Yes, Knoxville.
Yeah, it's one of the most rewarding, emotionally rich, and challenging musical. Lynn called me. I was in my dressing room at Pretty Woman on Broadway, and Maren had just passed in September, and this was late October. And she said, "We want you to star in a new musical we're developing with Frank, and it's right up your alley, but it might not be perfect timing." And I did a little research and read the novel, and I said, "Well, it's in my wheelhouse. This is kind of what I do. And I think there's no better place for me to reflect on loss, grief, what that means to a family's dynamic, how it challenges and deepens maybe your faith in whatever it is that you believe in." And so we dove into it. We were doing a reading in December of 2018. And then a couple of different productions, one that had a false start before the pandemic at the Oslo Rep in Sarasota. And then we saw it through in 22. And then we did a follow-up production in Knoxville, Tennessee at the Clarence Brown Theater. And during that time, Frank was in decline, and he unfortunately passed away after we did the full production. And that just added another layer of loss and art. And every time we speak his words, it brings up a lot of thoughts. And that's where I shouldn't say I live there. It sounds like I'm quite a somber and reflective and maybe sad kind of person. But as an artist, I like to reflect on big, deep pictures. I enjoy just kind of entertainment for entertainment's sake, because geez, we really need that, all the time, but in days like this. But I also think while we're going through tough times, it's healthy and good to think about a bigger, much bigger picture than even what's going on in the world. So it's been great. I'm hopeful that it will continue to move on. I'd love it if we did it in London. I happen to be living over there right now. the audiences, I think, would like something like this. But yeah, who knows what the next stage is? But if with Lynn and Stephen on board, it's got a good shot.
Speaking of, big things and analyzing life, and Marin, we are also going to share a recording of Something Beautiful from the song cycle Legacy. Could you lead us into a portion of this song, please?
Yes, this is the title of our show, Something Beautiful. And when we decided to title it that, it was very clear to me that that's something that is beautiful is life. So I should also say that this song cycle is inspired and based on photographs that Lynn's father took as a professional photographer in New York City in the 40s, 50s, and early 60s. And this particular image is of a big, beautiful tree. And it's the voice of the tree as it sees the birds and the children and feels the breeze and its roots grow deep. It was born to make something beautiful, see something beautiful, and be something beautiful. And life is beautiful. And in one phrase of Lynn's lyrics, you can see how life is beautiful and its contradictions on how challenging it is. So it's, I think, a very appropriate title for this show, given that the arc of the show is a journey of two people's lives and the ups and downs and how they face them.
Silent, I watch the clouds. Silent, I touch the water. Silent, I lean to people. Silent, I turn to light. Silent, I welcome birds. Silent, I lift the children. Silently reaching outward, silently holding time. And my roots go deep in this place I know, though I may be old, still I grow, for I was put here to make something beautiful, make something beautiful before I go.
Something beautiful from a song cycle entitled Legacy, based on the photography of Lynn Aaron's father. That is Maren Mazie singing it at 54 Below. And it is also the title song, as Jason said, of the revue that is going to be performed at Barrington Stage this weekend with two evening performances and one matinee performance. Jason, we are almost out of time, but I want to make sure that we include the final song that we discussed, including because it is so beautiful and uplifting. And I think that's a you know, gorgeous place to leave us at the in this end of this conversation. Excited about the revue that you're developing. The song is After the Storm. Tell us about this one, please.
After Hurricane Katrina, there was a high school that was already planning on doing the musical Once on This Island. The actor slash director, Jerry McIntyre, who's directed up here at, I think, Berkshire Theater Group several times, went down there to direct this musical with Randy Redd, I think it was his music director. And it's a documentary that they of that particular musical being produced in the ruins and devastation of Hurricane Katrina. And Lynn and Stephen wrote this song for the credits. And it says, it takes lyrics from the song in Once on This Island, Why We Tell the Story. Life is why we tell the story. Hope is why we tell the story. Love, pain, grief, faith are why we tell the story. And that's how the story and the review ends, is that even through all these difficult things, if we have faith and hope and love, that we can persevere through the darkest storms.
I never knew what we could do together. See? You.
to learn to. Just when you're sinking down's when you got to swim. Hope is the only home we can all return to. Let your hope bring you home again. Tears gonna dry and doors gonna fly wide open. Sky's gonna clear and time's gonna make you strong. We have the kind of hearts that cannot be broken.
That was After the Storm by Lynn Ahrens and Stephen Flaherty from the documentary of the same name. Barrington Stage Company presents the world premiere of Something Beautiful, the Songs of Ahrens and Flaherty, conceived of and directed by Jason Danieli, at the Boyd Quinson Theater in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, from August 28th through the 30th. To learn more, visit barringtonstageco.org. Links to more information will be posted along with this conversation at wamc.org. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable.